Audio file lesson 42. Naaman. The message. If we do what God tells us through his servants, we can receive salvation. The Bible test. 2 Kings chapter 5. The story. As Elijah's successor, Elisha had the power to do many things. This power he showed to everyone, even people who did not believe in God. Naaman was a great commander for the king of Syria. One day, he became very sick with leprosy. He tried everything to get well, but his body would not heal. A young servant girl from Israel lived in Naaman's house. Although she was taken from her family, she still wanted to help the commander. She told Naaman's wife that Elisha was a prophet of God, and he could help her husband. Naaman went to the king of Syria and told him that his servant believed Elisha could help him. The king of Syria agreed to send a letter to the king of Israel. Naaman took the letter and traveled to Israel. When he arrived, Naaman met with the king and gave him the letter. The king read it. Although the king had power and riches, he did not possess the power to heal Naaman. The king did not know what to do. Elisha heard that the king was upset and told him to send Naaman to him. Naaman traveled to Elisha's house. When he arrived, Elisha did not meet him. Instead, Elisha sent a messenger who told Naaman, "Go to the Jordan River and wash in it 7 times. If you do this, you will be healed." Naaman was angry. "Why does Elisha not meet me? If he has such great power, can he not call on his Lord and heal me? The rivers in Damascus are much cleaner. I should be able to bathe in them and be healed." He went away very angry. One of Naaman's servants asked him, "If you were told to do something great, you would have done it. Why is it so difficult to believe that if you wash in the Jordan River, you will be healed?" Naaman's servant convinced him to listen to the prophet's instructions. He went to the Jordan River and dipped in it 7 times as he was instructed by the man of God. Afterwards, he was healed. The sores all over his body were gone. Suggestions for the teacher. Leading. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like a bowl, with dirty water. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. 1. What is the sickness of Naaman? Expected answer, leprosy. 2. Who tells Naaman's wife about the prophet Elisha? Expected answer, a young servant girl from Israel. 3. Would you have helped the commander if you were the young girl? 4. What does Elisha advise the commander? Expected answer, go to the Jordan River and wash in it 7 times. 5. What does the commander feel when he receives these instructions? Expected answer, he is angry. 6. Naaman has to believe in the message and set aside his own will and personal feelings. Have the children repeat. 1. A young Israelite girl kept her faith despite the way she was taken from her home. 2. In order to be saved, we must believe in Jesus Christ and in his teaching. 3. We must battle against our old nature without ceasing. Real life application by explaining the following. 1. What can we learn from Naaman? Expected answer, we should believe in the power of Jesus and his teachings. We should follow Jesus' messengers today, even if we struggle with what we are told. Finally, repeat the message. If we do what God tells us through his servants, we can receive salvation.